Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Perform like I am actively like uncultured when it comes to straight culture.
Okay, but what do you think? What do you define? Because that's like sounds more accusatory than I think. What do you define as straight culture?
Yeah, just anybody being straight and living.
Oh.
I literally with comedy, even like famous comedians.
Yeah.
Like, people that are successful, my friends will, like, say someone's name, and I'll be like, I'm sorry, who are you talking about?
I'm drawing a blank
because they don't fuck the same sex. I've actually never heard that person's name before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's actually bad. But here I am with two famous straight comedians.
Really straight guys.
Sure.
No, I feel very powerful at this table with you two.
Good, I'm glad.
Because you're taking our super straight energy.
Yeah,
You're like photosynthesizing it and making it
absolutely
queer.
Absolutely. I'm kind of taking it in and then kind of putting it out into the world. So I'm actually appropriating your culture right now.
Oh, that's nice.
I've always said lesbians appropriate men's straight men's culture.
You've always thought that?
I've always felt that way.
We all care about tits.
Yes. We love tits, t-shirts.
We love t-shirts.
We are obsessed with a t-shirt.
Comfortable short and sneakers.
I mean, we were wearing the same fanny pack.
We're wearing the same fanny pack. Same brand.
I say this.
Same exact brand. Although you had the wherewithal to cut the tag off.
I have so much wherewithal. I'm up to my neck with wherewithal.
Listen, I wish you'd be wearing with less. You know what I mean?
I'm going to make that happen right now.
It is hot in here, so
I've done a podcast shirtless.
I have not.
As you should.
I haven't.
No, you put on more shirts.
Yeah, I did.
Extra shirts.
Yeah.
You have to double down
one
sometimes.
One time, Diego and our guests took their shirts off, so I put them on.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought
that
was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
Thank
you. Should be a comedian.
Oh.
Hey.
I'm actually thinking about not being a comedian. I feel like I've given enough to the craft.
Yeah. You know, you put
in
your time.
You gave it a good run.
Yeah. We're not all going to...
is this a camera?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I've been jerking off in the corner.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I've been caught.
Oh, Kendall CK.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't even want to go there. I got to stop. Yeah, write that. Play that little.
I know. You know what? It doesn't sound that good. I'll try it anyway, though.
But, you know, we're always growing as a podcast.
Oh, no. Oh, that's...
It's too short.
It's
yeah.
too short.
It's and too short.
You could go like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
It's not like a DJ. It's not like a DJ.
We're figuring out our drops. We'll get there.
Guys, we're figuring out our drops.
You need it to go, oh, no.
Yeah.
But I didn't want it to be too long to like step on jokes.
Oh.
We got to have jokes first.
Buddy. I can only do so many things at one time.
That's true.
Yeah, you can only joke so much.
Mm-hmm.
Joking off.
Hey, Hulu.
True TV.
True TV.
That's definitely a True TV, for sure. You can't, it's not classy enough for Hulu.
No. What else is on Hulu?
The Handmaid's Tale?
Yep, Handmaid's Tale, Pen 15, Man
Good
in the
show.
High Castle.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing about Man in the High Castle.
Yes?
Tell us.
Don't need it.
Yeah, why did we need
don't
it?
Care.
Don't want it.
Did we want it? Did anybody ask for
no.
that?
No.
I don't even feel like anybody watched that.
No. I got a vague description. And I was like, no, thank you.
It's literally, what if the Nazis won? I'm like, bad?
Bad. I guess bad.
Yes. I guess that would be not good. And maybe we wouldn't want that.
Right.
I think it would be, listen. I'm going to do a hot take.
Okay, whoa, Mike is about to defend the Nazis.
No, 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 no. I'm going to do a hot take. First of all, don't tip my bit.
first of all, never
tip my bit.
Don't tip a bit.
Second of all, here's the thing. You know how the Nazis lost?
Yes.
I think if they had won, it would not be good.
Huh.
Whoa.
History book did you get that from?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Okay, define book.
Okay. Here we go. I can do this. I can do this.
Okay.
I'm going to sit back.
Thin wood in between a little bit thicker wood.
And there's words.
Thin wood has design that make noise when you say it. And
it sounds like you have like a disorder. Which maybe I can't say, but that is truly how I feel.
Okay. And I would put that up against the Oxford Dictionary.
You're not right, or you're not wrong.
Thank you. That's it. And that's it.
Why would you finish that sentence? Because when the first part of it felt so good.
If you said more, it would feel bad.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't like feeling bad.
Sure. Yes, I get that.
Sure. Did you guys know that the Nazis were all on meth?
Ooh.
And that is not backed by any sort of fact, but somebody did tell me that once, and I don't know if they were right, but.
Okay. But you took it in.
I took it in. And the Allies were all on, like, an Adderall type drug.
Ooh.
Like speed?
It's like, it was called something with a B, I think.
Oh, like benzotinine?
Yeah.
Benny's, baby.
Benny, get some Benny's in your system.
Benny. And bam, think about it. We all take Adderall now, but meth has been canceled.
Never
taken
it once. Never taken it once.
Yes, we all take Adderall now. Everyone in here.
What a wild idea.
Everyone's been taking Adderall.
We all take Adderall daily.
Taking Adderall daily?
No.
That was like
I think it's college. Crazy. I don't take Adderall.
Yeah. That's my stance.
That is such a college thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. That was like the dude that came up to us today and very gently offered us Molly on the street.
Uh-huh. Very polite.
How does one gently
He just walked up and he was like, you guys want Molly? Are you feeling like it today?
Yeah, he's like, if you're feeling like it today.
I got Molly.
I have Molly. And I'm like, no, I'm okay. He goes, all right, you guys have a good day.
And oh, my God.
And then he circles back and goes, if you do want Molly, you can't follow me on Instagram.
We're like, all right.
Okay.
And you I was like, cool. And he didn't give us an Instagram. I mean, because we didn't seem interested.
We said no.
I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You should have gotten it, though. Molly is fun. Hot take.
I'm terrified of all drugs.
Hot take. You guys don't do drugs?
Never.
Really?
Never.
Oh, yeah.
Life.
You guys
don't
are clean.
I got
and
you
you're
on
vegan.
This.
Okay.
It's great,
right? Thank you, Leif.
You're very welcome.
Here's the thing. Okay. I don't disagree. I bet it's fantastic. If I did it, would do it every day, all day.
All the time, yeah.
So I don't do them.
Oh, I don't think That's I deserve true. To feel good.
And you're right.
Or comfortable.
Okay, let's unpack that.
We don't have the time today.
And that's
okay,
my stance.
And that's trauma.
So?
Wow.
All of a sudden you have to be comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Every moment, good.
Now I have to deal with my life and the way that I feel.
Why?
Have you guys ever been to therapy?
No. I do jiu-jitsu.
That's your therapy.
Yeah. I punch people in the face daily.
I've always wanted to punch someone in the face.
You gotta.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm not going to do it right now.
Okay.
I'm not ready. But I also do feel like I don't have like anger towards you. And I do want to punch somebody that like I truly hate.
Oh, okay.
Like I want to see what I'm capable of.
Not much, I bet.
Probably not a lot. But I just want to know what it feels like to like lose control.
When was the last time you like was fucking pissed? Can you remember?
No.
Yeah.
Are you like not an angry person?
I don't think
that's such a lie. I do get angry. I definitely get like to a point where I like want to like punch a wall or something.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I get that like very I think a lot of people with anger management get this where your fingers are like in a claw, almost like you feel like you have to. Uh-huh. Have you ever had this happen?
Held my hand in a fist?
Well, yes, but like you try to I can't articulate.
Yeah,
this.
I'm really curious what you mean.
Like you feel like so angry that you don't know what to do with it, and it's like in your hands. Has
Whoa,
that ever happened
no,
to you?
No,
I think what you're describing is the cartoon Dragon Ball Z.
You know, like doing a Kamehameha.
Right.
Kamehameha.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. No, I should really maybe unpack this with a therapist and not on a podcast.
Sure.
But also, it's kind of like we're therapists.
Yeah, absolutely. No, for sure.
I do walk around the city with my hands in fists, like, most of the time, I'd say.
Someone took a candid photo of
what
me.
What makes you angry? Everything?
Okay.
I'm going to use the bathroom for
half an hour. It's everything.
Everything.
I have, like, such a short trigger.
Yeah.
But I don't do anything about it, you know?
That's how
I just get
too.
Mad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I yell at people on the street sometimes.
I have bad driver, like, I have bad, like, road rage.
Oh.
Yeah.
But not, like, that I would ever hurt anyone or do anything.
Yeah,
I just will scream in my car.
And that's fine.
That's fine.
It's your car.
It's my car, and I can do. I don't have a car. I don't know. What I'm talking
about. It's my friend's
car. Any car.
Any car you are driving is your car.
It's your car. Absolutely, 100%.
That's my
I get really angry when technology messes up.
Oh my god!
Like
oh,
if my one. Phone. Dude. Cannot do what it was fucking like. This phone is $1,000.
Yes.
Why are
Dude.
You fucking up?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for screaming.
You have one fucking job.
Yeah. Why are you
That's
just,
how I feel.
You, there's literally a program inside of you
yes.
to do the thing you're supposed
it's
to do.
It's so crazy.
And you're
to
not
me.
Doing it.
I've been in my room and just can hear Mike in the distance going, "Motherfuck, piece of shit." Yeah.
Like
just
I will like throw everything. A phone. Like I Dude. Am so I'm I have little patience
Here's
for technology.
It stresses when he's on the computer like trying to design like the poster or something or anything, and he's just getting like I have to leave the room because it gives me anxiety.
But here's
it's definitely anxiety.
Here's the thing. Some of it is me, but for a while, a lot of it was the program I was using.
Sure. But it's
some
all of it is
are
your
flawed.
All of it's my fault.
All of it's a reaction
100%.
To it.
Yeah, I could just be cool.
Yeah, 100%.
About it, but.
Yeah.
When a program won't do what it's actively supposed to do, it's like,
I want
what
to,
are you.
Why are you here?
Why are you here?
I want to go. I want to go to the house. Of Raymond Adobe, the man who invented Photoshop.
Yes.
And I want a fucking day come outside on the front lawn.
Come outside. Fuck
what was your family inside? Come outside.
Oh, how about this? I don't want to embarrass you in front of your children, but I do want to embarrass you in front of the neighborhood. Come over here
yeah.
and fight me.
Yeah.
Because
right.
I don't know how to duplicate an image on Photoshop. You
it
son
should
of
be
a-
intuitive. Like, why can I not copy and paste it? Yeah.
Why? Just let me delete the background. It
oh,
should be one
yeah,
step.
Yeah, yeah.
It
should,
be
so
one
easy.
Step.
Right.
I should hit. I should say, delete background, and it does it for me.
And like here's
right.
You.
How
yeah.
are we not at a point where like you can just command? Like we can tell Siri to do stuff. Why yeah. can I not command Photoshop
That's
to do
stuff?
That's
what's annoying about like technology right now, where it's like anything, almost anything can be done. You just have to learn the instrument to do
to
it.
To do it,
and it's like design or architect. Like I just feel like any of these is like I can. I know what I want to look like in my head. I'm just not good enough at this. Instrument
specific thing
to make it all happen,
which and there are people that are good at that, and maybe we're just dumb.
No, we are dumb.
But it's also that I have a problem where it's like I want to do the thing. I'm just like I'm sitting there. I'm like I need to design this thing. I need to edit this thing, and I'm like I know, but I've never. I had this problem. It's the same problem I had when I tried to do yoga for the first time recently,
uh-huh.
where I was like mad that I couldn't do it. But it's a thing I had never done before.
Right.
And I'm getting mad at the – I'm watching a video, like a YouTube video of a yoga instructor like telling me what to do. And I'm like, why are you so good at it? Fuck you. I'm like mad at her
uh-huh.
for being good
yeah.
at the thing that is her job.
Yeah. I think I know why you're mad.
because it's a woman?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
If it was a guy, you'd be like, hey, what's up, dude?
No.
Cool yoga, bro.
Dude,
cool
I'd be like,
yoga. No. Very cool.
Very sick.
Very sexy.
Very sick yoga, my man.
My dude, you are killing it with the moves. You hot yoga boy.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing. If it was a hot boy,
yeah, yeah.
Then you'd be fine.
Hot boy yoga.
But no, I'm just always. It's funny because I'm watching a yoga video. I'm like, you fucking think you're better than me.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
like
so
how
funny.
Deep it is.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you fucking think you're better than me just because you're fucking better than me.
But if somebody like
you
got
are
out
better
of,
than me.
Yeah.
At this one thing.
Yeah.
They're probably better than a lot
yeah,
of things,
if
though.
That yoga instructor tried to do comedy,
I bet
they
would. Oh, if,
bomb.
If she was funny too, I'd kill myself. If I just see her in open mic one day and she's like crushing,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and I'm like,
no
fucking way.
You can be good at two things.
No, you can't.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm bad at a bunch of things.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on again?
Wait, hold on. You can be good at. More than one thing?
Yeah. I'm trying to be good
Wait,
at
you can be good at
one thing. Yeah, shut up, Leif. Shut up. Now I feel bad because Leif thought of the same joke as me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like, now this joke sucks.
You turned on your own joke.
Yeah, you did.
And maybe therapy might help with that.
I'm fucking Old Yeller any of my jokes any day. I bring it out in the middle of the woods and I take it out. Is that what happened in Old Yeller?
I think so.
I completely forgot what Old Yeller was. I was like, what?
I think the dog cheats on his wife or something? The dog fucks his wife.
The dog fucks the guy's wife.
So
and
he kills
then he
the
kills
dog.
The dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
And
for sure.
To fuck someone's wife is bad.
If you fuck her poorly, it's bad.
But
yeah.
To be a dog?
To be a dog and do it? Fuck.
Oh,
come on. You got that fucking
God.
Beautiful dog
okay.
penis.
Here's the problem.
The beautiful dog
penis.
It's
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Top to bottom, perfect penis.
That's perfect.
That's a BDP if I've ever seen one.
All dogs are uncircumcised.
All dogs go to my wife.
Is BDP a big dick penis?
No, it's a beautiful dog penis.
But I'll tell you this, a big dick penis
is also funny.
Oh, he's one of those big dick penises.
Yeah. That guy.
It's so big.
You're so gay, you don't know that's
I don't know.
Grammatically
I'm so
poor.
Gay. I'm just like, sorry, a dick is a penis?
Can a dick be a penis or can a penis only be a dick?
Is it like one of those things where like a dick, yeah, is a dick a penis, but a penis isn't a dick? What it like, why are, does that exist?
I think a penis is a dick.
Why do words exist?
Yeah, why do grammar words exist?
It's like, why is a rectangle a square?
Oh,
but a square is not a rectangle.
But a square, exactly. That's what I was trying to say, but then I just repeated what Diego said.
Yeah.
And so I kind of sounded like a...
Here's the thing. You're a guest on this podcast. I like how I host this podcast.
Yes.
Where I just keep saying things that he says, but louder sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love to do that.
Yeah.
Stealing someone's joke, but saying it louder.
Okay, but...
Way to do it.
If they wanted people to hear, they would have said it loud enough.
They would have said it loud. If they're confident in the joke...
They
would have yelled it from the top of the Eiffel Tower.
I do hate that, though. When somebody like whispers a good joke, I'm like, that's a fucking good joke.
Say it.
Yeah, I'll tell them. Just say it again.
Yeah.
Or tweet it.
Say it louder.
Or tweet it. Hey, tweet that.
Well, I think last time something like that happened, I told everyone to shut up. I go, wait, shut up. Listen. And I made him tell the joke over. And it never does well.
That's the problem. The second you try to make the joke happen, the joke doesn't happen.
The joke that I'm getting across is to everyone look at me.
Yeah, and that's important.
And you know, sometimes jokes don't have to be funny.
I've been saying that for months.
I say that every time you have a set.
Uh-huh. Right at the beginning, I go, hey,
that's the thing about comedy is it's like, do you have to be funny?
Not right now.
Absolutely not. Okay.
Not in 2019.
Not in this economy.
No, in this economy.
Do you have a point?
No.
Do you have to have a point? Could you just be speaking words?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just
into
move
a
your
microphone?
Body? Can you just gesticulate? What's the word?
Testiculate.
Testicularly.
Testicle. Is a testicle a penis and a dick is a penis?
So there you go. That's
okay.
Is one of them completely encompassing of the entire package?
Right.
So
is a dick a penis and testicles?
No, I think a penis is penis and dick and testicles.
Oh,
I think a dick is just a penis.
A dick is just.
Like how
you immediately contradicted yourself.
Is it like how a vagina is
exactly
the whole thing?
Whole thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hmm.
No, and isn't the vagina not the whole thing?
The vagina's not the whole thing.
The vagina is the whole.
Just the hole? Then what's
I
the whole thing
know.
Called?
Pussy. The cunt.
The cunt.
The baby maker?
I'm a doctor who wears sunglasses. Ma'am, you seem to have an inflammation in your pussy.
You're a cool doctor.
Yeah.
Micah Brucey, cool OBGYN.
Cool doctor. OBGYN COOL.
Wow.
Who are you? Who? Oh, you got an infected in your pussy.
That's okay, joke went over my head, and I just have to admit that.
So he lowered his sunglasses.
Yes.
Which David Caruso does in
CSI.
Okay.
And every time he lowered his sunglasses, like the bit would be like, it would cut into the music of this show. And he would always make fun of it. And this is just a joke I'm adding.
Wow. Okay. I love that. Thank you for explaining it.
Of course.
Here's the thing about a joke. It's always better once it is
explained
in detail.
Especially if it's explained from a man to a woman.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If listen, I don't even know what you would call it when a woman's explaining something to a man.
I did say that the other day. I was explaining something and I was like, sorry to mansplain. And then somebody was like, you can't mansplain. And I was like, yes, I can!
Oh, that's right. Yeah, don't tell me I can't.
I was like, don't tell me I
can't. I can do anything a man can.
Oh, that's
funny. Yeah, I can do anything a man can.
Yeah.
We wrote a joke.
That's fun.
Well, write that down.
Yeah.
Right,
I can't wait until you're fired for sexual harassment. Which will be fun.
For mansplaining?
For mansplaining sexual harassment to a woman.
Oh, no, because I can do anything that a man does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so now I'm getting the joke.
Yeah.
So a little bit later, do you see how kind of like once I lost one joke, it's just downhill?
It
and
hits
now
you
all
ways.
Of a sudden, I'm really not getting any jokes.
I think here's the thing. I think you have the ability to get one joke at a time.
Right, you need
as a human,
personally. You personally,
okay?
Because we had the mansplain joke, and you're like, "Yes, I got this."
I got
on board.
And then I went to the next joke, and then
and
you're
I
like,
lost
"Uh-uh."
It.
And then you're like, "Wait, get rid of the mansplain joke." It's like when you're trying to Photoshop. You're like, "All right, erase the mansplain joke."
You're like putting the background in.
Yeah, you're like, "Okay, now we have the 5% harassment joke." Got it.
You just need a little time to load.
Yeah.
A little time to load.
Hey, listen.
Okay, so penis is cock and balls.
Diego's been mulling on this. He's really been thinking about this
for a while.
So what is it?
I think
give us a diagram.
I think penis would be cock and balls.
Shaft and nuts.
And dick is just the protruding instrument of erection.
That's what I said before. So you're just taking my
definition. No, what's the other one? Penis, cock, dick. What's the other one?
Okay, I don't know.
That's like a bunch of them.
That's the Holy Trinity, right?
Penis, yeah. Cock, and dick.
Penis, cock, and dick?
Penis,
okay.
Cock, and dick. Yeah.
And
okay.
Rod.
And rod.
Rod.
That as encompasses the earlier. Asshole as well.
Rod has the
yeah.
asshole in
it's
it?
It's the dick, balls,
no,
and asshole.
I don't
and
think...
the taint?
And of course it's the taint. Come on.
You include the taint.
I'm going to have to put it. I'm going to put the kibosh on
don't
this
Don't
right
kibosh.
Now. I think there's no way Rod has asshole in it. Dude.
I had nothing else.
It's Rod.
I had nothing else.
You've never had anything.
Wow.
Welcome to Little Time Podcast. Yeah. I am Diego Lopez. That's Micah Brucey.
Wow.
This week we are joined by just a phenomenal a comedian and friend, amateur skydiver, just fucking left-handed
yes.
Thrift store entrepreneur.
Uh-huh.
You sell elephant, the you know the tarps? They go on top of elephants, so when they're parading down
yes. mm-hmm.
Madison Avenue. Kendall Perry is here!
Yeah!
Oh boy, out of stretch.
That was really strong.
Yeah.
That's
how we do it.
Thanks
that
for having me.
The shit out
I know,
of me.
I mean, for me, though.
Wow.
All the listeners
are. We're all shook by that.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
But also,
not so much.
Was it good?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you for having me.
We're so excited.
Do you guys always introduce
we
midway
do feel
through?
Like it.
Yeah, whenever we feel
whenever
like it.
Whenever it kind of
sometimes
feels powerful.
We literally don't.
Okay.
We've done a couple episodes where we just never introduce the guest and we just go.
Here's
and
the thing about to me about podcast introductions. You don't need them. It's written. I saw it. I
right.
press the button.
You see, it's a Little Time
I
podcast with Micah Brucey and Diego Lopez.
Yeah.
And the show is going to be called
name.
Whatever episode whatever,
whatever
with the title with Kendall Payne. You get the whole thing.
What else do you need? I'm going to tell you that they're comedians.
Oh my
they're
God.
A podcast.
Who cares?
We're comedians. Who cares?
Who I'm not going to make friends with someone cares? That's not a comedian. It's annoying.
That would be insane of you.
Thank you.
I have been saying that for years.
It's so insane, though.
Do you guys have any non-comedy friends?
Oh, yeah, got a lot.
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
Well, I've been here before I was doing comedy.
Okay.
So I have, like, regular life friends.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Do you hang out with them a lot?
Okay, I wouldn't say a lot. I don't hang out with anyone a lot. I hang out with just Mike, mostly.
It's mostly because we just live in the same house.
We live in the same house.
So
it
really
easy.
Is a lot. It's very
it's
easy.
Just, you guys
yeah,
seem to
but
have...
But also before you lived together, you hung out all the time.
Oh, yeah. I
yes.
Wow,
right.
okay.
Yeah.
The
wow.
truth comes out.
Yeah, life is a cop. And wow. So, like, on, like... On holidays or like a Memorial Day, and that's a holiday, but like I'll hang out with those friends
because okay.
we'll do like a big get together. Or recently, one of our friends got married and we all
right.
hung out together. That was great. But
group hangs are good.
Group hangs are great.
You two do seem to have a codependent relationship.
Yeah, in the most positive way possible. I'm not.
But here's the thing about co: we are sharing it.
That's
We're sharing
nice.
The dependency.
Yeah,
yeah.
We have an equal share of dependency.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I'm not saying it's negative.
I think most people say it with a negative thing, so I kind of got upset.
Oh, yeah, you got defensive.
I was like, what?
What?
My hand?
Yeah, I have a
no,
what? Say
no,
a
no.
smaller word.
Say a smaller word.
Say a smaller word right now.
Right now.
Codependent, what do you mean?
Yeah.
No, I think that's good. I think that's like, I think there can be unhealthy codependent relationships,
yeah,
but
yeah,
like
yeah.
you guys
I've
seem
never
to
seen
have
one.
A healthy one. Never seen one with my
what
two
are the
eyes.
Symptoms of an unhealthy codependency?
I think when, like, people can't function without the other person, which I don't think is you guys.
I can't function with the person.
Yeah. I'm really holding them back.
Yeah.
But the thing is that it's because I'm holding myself back, and I'm like, if I don't get to go, you don't get to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the light's green. It goes, well, we'll get across.
I'll cross
whenever
my feet like crossing.
Yeah.
You know, the vibe is wrong.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's when the vibe, like, sometimes I'll be sitting at a green light with a car. I mean, I'm driving.
What the fuck?
I'm driving a car,
no,
and I'm sitting
stop.
In a green light, and I'm like, it was a red, and then it turns green, and I go like, I'm not feeling this one.
Yeah.
And then I just sit there, and everyone behind me, they're
making noise.
Yeah, it's
the
car makes noise.
They're
it's
making noise.
Their car is like, I support you.
That's what you're hearing. Yeah.
That's what you're hearing.
Yeah. Please, stay here as long as you want. And then they're yelling, and they're like, Mike!
Yeah.
We love you! We can't get enough of you!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that. And yeah. I'm like,
they respect your right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
to choose.
Because my license plate is CRSTL.
Got it, lost it.
Crystal.
I didn't there it is. Get okay. It.
Yeah. It's Crystal.
I was like, I'm sorry. C, it's going to be a C. Okay.
Car? Is it a car?
I was thinking car. Immediately, I was like, is your license plate car?
That is a very, that's the funniest vanity plate.
I saw a license plate today that said holiday. Why? Oh, right. But also, it was spelled completely right. No numbers. I was like, that person must have freaked the fuck out.
They must have been in
they
early.
They could get holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's one in Greenpoint that says fake car.
Fake car?
Yeah, I see that one a lot. Yeah. I like that one.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a pretty good one.
Do you think it's a fake car?
No, it's a real car. It's a piece of shit, though.
Okay.
It's a really beaten up BMW.
It's funny that they would spend...
money.
How much is $50,
I think? I think $75.
Jesus.
That's crazy. But when I really started thinking about it, I was like, why would you put holiday as your license plate? What does that bring to you?
Do you think it's a last name?
Oh. That honestly
like a jersey
did
number?
Not cross my mind.
Okay, but I feel like the last name is usually two L's.
Is it?
One person I know that has it is like that.
Do you know any person named Holiday?
No.
I don't. So
but
you,
all I'm
winning.
Thinking of is that girl that went missing...
No,
Emily
it's
Smart?
Natalie Holloway.
Natalie Holloway, that angel.
Oh my God!
Diana Ross, I gave it to you.
Please welcome to the stage.
That's fun.
Come on up, Natalie.
Come on, and you're here
stage.
With us today,
she's
here.
Natalie Holloway. Holloway.
She's here in the studio.
They don't do many shows anymore where it's like. You remember that show? And like, I mean, no, remember, we weren't born yet, but it was like a This Is Your Life kind of show, and they'll just bring people out from your life. Do you remember ever seen those shows?
Yeah, yeah, it's like it's like a late 70s, early 80s thing, and it's like, and you loved art, so here's your high school art teacher.
Yeah, no.
And then it's just some guy that's like, hey, remember paint? Remember painting?
That's crazy.
I watched the Muhammad Ali one. It was interesting.
They just couldn't come up with any other, like... Yeah. Oh, it's famous people.
Sometimes.
Okay.
It's usually just people. I remember, I mean, this
Muhammad
is...
Muhammad Ali, when they're like, here it is, the Prophet Muhammad. They're like, don't look it up.
No,
don't
Censored, censored, censored.
Wow.
I was thinking about this recently.
Okay, light on us.
I'm probably going to end up in jail at some point.
Okay.
I think just to be safe, I should preemptively convert to Islam.
Oh, okay.
You know how, like, people go to jail, and then they're like, I've converted to Islam, so I've, like, changed as a person, and I'm better. What if I do it before jail?
Well, then it's not going to be believable.
Then you can't change.
Because I don't know, in the country right now, not big fans of Islam.
Okay, but what if it's the one where they hate white people?
I thought there's... Wait.
So it's like...
Oh, he's saying to protect himself in prison
because
people hate white people in prison.
No, it's just... It's to protect myself in the media.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the thing where... Because it's like... So there's
what Mike Tyson did.
Yeah, so there's that Nation of Islam, like the Louis Farrakhan one.
The Farrakhan one, okay.
So that's... And that's different. It's a different sect almost than like your average... run-of-the-mill...
Look, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Like, your average, like, Muslim person is not in this, like...
See, this is when the codependency becomes toxic.
Yeah.
Because...
When they wear
the little hat, the kufi.
Where it's like, it almost looks like a doily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
No disrespect. I'm just saying it's what it looks like.
Yeah.
100%. That's what
absolutely no disrespect.
Absolutely no disrespect, but also fuck you.
I want... Yeah. But I want... I mostly want the hat.
You love... Any group that you can wear a hat for.
Oh, I love it. It's just.
Why don't you just wear a hat?
What the fuck?
What the fuck? No, it has to have a meaning, a deep meaning behind
it. He's a child just wearing hats
Oh, look at me, Encyclopedia Brown, walk around with a hat on. No, I need it to have a reason to wear the hat. And if I don't wear the hat, I go to hell.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty interesting.
Thank you. Yep. So you're saying. Good idea or bad idea?
I think it's a great idea. I think it's one of the best ideas you've had within the last 48 hours.
I think you're lucky that this is in the middle of a podcast that a couple people will listen to.
Okay, but I think you're really underestimating how many people listen.
Yeah.
And also, how little people care about what I say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you are known as like a problematic guy.
I'm a problematic poppy. Everyone knows
poppy.
That. Which is funny because even in the problematic nickname, I'm culturally appropriating.
Like champagne poppy?
I'm like problematic yeah. poppy.
I love that, and I love that about you.
Thank
For
you.
For me, I love that. I do. I'm scared. Why do you feel like you'll go to jail?
I have multiple active warrants.
I wish you'd stop saying that on the podcast.
But it's the truth.
And that's the problem. That's the problem.
Just, you know, stuff. I got a bunch of tickets and I never paid them. And then if you don't pay them, they turn into warrants.
They turn into,
So I got
low
like,
level.
Yeah, I got
allegedly.
Caught, yeah.
You didn't do anything horrible.
No. I allegedly got caught hopping the turnstile and got a ticket.
Which is your right as a New Yorker.
Allegedly. One time Bucket I did hop the turnstile right in front of the cops, and my white privilege did get me out of it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I was just like, I'm so sorry.
And then that was it?
And then they were like, and then I was like, I have a like, what do you call it when you buy a 30-day pass? I had unlimited, but I was just trying to catch the train because I couldn't find the unlimited. I was like, I have it unlimited, and then I swiped it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I swipe like, and then jump over and then I pull the thing out. Go, it's just for fun.
I just thought it was fun.
I just want to be part of the club.
I just want to be cool.
So yeah, I didn't have any of that. I was just like, nah, man, I'm sorry. I did it in Times Square for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I was like, why wouldn't
there
be?
How much was the ticket?
A lot.
Like
$100 probably.
Maybe yeah,
more.
I did get a ticket. Well, I didn't personally get the ticket, but I was with somebody and we were peeing on the street.
Oh, and they got a ticket?
And they got a ticket.
Huh.
And it was expensive.
Did they get hit with that thing where, like, I can't remember what the law is, but, like, if you...
I think men...
Oh.
Can be charged with, like, public indecency.
Yeah. Which almost
where
like,
sex, you can like it's like a sex thing.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
You have to register as a sex offender sometimes.
No, basically they were just like,
I hate registering.
I think we could have...
Listen, I'll be the offender.
Registration, you give like a thing of a sex offender.
You have to fill out a form, and you're like, oh, I have to fill out the form.
Yeah.
All the you get pulled over, and you're like, listen, buddy, I gotta tell you something first.
Technically,
I'm your neighbor right now. And I gotta tell you,
one time
I peed in public, and this has followed me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. It was expensive, though. And also, the cop was very mean. And he was like, he was yelling at him, and then he told me that I had peed, and I was like, I didn't pee. And then he points over and he goes, this is her stream. And it was my stream, fully.
But it's like, prove it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And he dips his finger in it, he's like, his gums, like, oh, ew!
That is hers.
Yeah, that's pee.
That's hers.
That's girl pee.
Yeah, girl pee is different than guy pee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, trust me, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where we have to draw the line, in the gender binary.
Your stream drew the line, don't worry.
Listen, it's like, listen, I fully support anyone identifying as whatever they want, but I could tell what gender you were physically born as when I drink your pee.
Oh. Absolutely.
You know?
That's nice.
Yeah.
And that's... But...
We all have our skill.
The sex.
God?
Yeah, sex. But yeah, identify as whatever gender you want.
Right.
I don't care.
But the second
want to
you
drink
take
your
a
pee.
Sip.
Yeah.
That's how you need to know.
Yeah. My
that's
thesis here is...
Mm-hmm. Look, water sports are co-ed. We all know it.
Yeah.
We've all been saying.
Did I just break
boundaries? You broke my brain. Is what
yeah,
you did.
Everyone got
quiet.
Yeah. Everyone got real quiet
Sorry.
For a second.
Like,
whoa.
Water sports are coming. And yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And now who's this Ed fella you keep talking about?
I thought we moved along.
Yeah, okay. Want
to
do
the
first segment?
Good segment. Save. Of the podcast.
Wow.
We're going to take a short...
Fuck me.
Right. See? That's how he gets to our first segment, which I'm just going to talk about. Energy Drink Corner. Look at us.
Ting, ting.
Tasting this week's energy, which was
so kindly sent.
Oh, no. I looked at the flavor.
Do you guys have sponsors?
We don't have sponsors, but we did have listeners... Multiple listeners have sent us energy drinks.
So this is from Colby at Calm Down Cold.
Shout out, Colby.
Shout out. Thank you so much. We love you so much.
I'm obsessed with you, Colby.
Yeah.
Colby's great. Colby sent a whole care package with a bunch of stuff. This is one of the energy drinks they sent. I drank one of them while I was sick.
Wait, what?
Don't worry.
Which flavor?
Peach.
I like that.
I know, but I like it a lot.
Okay, but I didn't even get to try it.
It was good.
Again, I'm seeing kind of the unhealthiness of the
codependency. No, I didn't want to drink it with him.
You just wanted that flavor.
It seems like it would be good and I would like it.
Well,
you
I probably would.
Oh, good. The worst one.
You haven't tasted it.
Oh.
This one?
I left us the vanilla? Most interesting one. Yep. Thank
okay.
you so much.
So here.
Please explain.
We have a highball energy.
Highball. H-I-B-A-L-L.
So I have a question. Does Colby work for this company?
No.
Or are they just
Colby works at like a...
Do we know Colby?
No.
No.
I mean, we do because they listen to our podcast.
We know them because of the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not computing. You guys have people that that like your comedy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is not.
And from what you saw at your show recently, you know why.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I'm good.
Yeah, so good. No, you are. No, I was impressed.
I think they wrote in the note that they sent with it, with like the package,
mm-hmm.
that they work at like a kind of natural food store.
Oh, sick.
Kind of
thing. Oh,
from all the packaging, it seems like one of those like... 90s style ones where it's like here's the
Nature's Pantry.
Yeah. It's like here's the vegan Rice Krispie treat made by a woman lives around the corner.
She just
brought it and we sell it. And here's the more nutritional yeast than you've ever seen in your entire life. There's so much here.
It's a boy at the great.
Yeah. Like Parmesan.
Yeah.
Hey, we got so many granolas. It's
absolutely
crazy.
No health regulations on it though.
No.
It definitely has her cat's piss in it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like how my uncle...
For the love of God, explain this drink.
Okay.
My uncle used to go and get crabs out of the bay on Long Island and then just go to Chinese restaurants and sell them or just trade them for food.
Was your uncle
homeless?
No. He was like he loved like a scheme or
that.
Like a
uncle,
like a
you have
grift.
To have one uncle that likes schemes.
That loves a scheme.
Yeah,
a grifter uncle. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
he also had this is I've talked about this on the podcast before, but he had a store for a while that sold pigeons.
Okay.
I don't know.
Have you seen those people in I'll let you explain the energy.
It's like the people that have all the pigeons.
Yes, and they do the circles.
So he had that, but like because it was on Long Island in like a big like he had like almost like half an acre or three quarters of an acre of land. So it was like a huge like thousands of pigeons in this coop. But he would like he had some barter going
thousands
with
of pigeons is too many pigeons.
It's a lot of pigeons.
I gotta say. I gotta draw the line
somewhere.
No, listen,
I thought it was weird then.
Yeah.
But he had
500? Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
1,000? Nuh-uh.
No, it's too much.
Buddy, too many.
The other thing.
Too many. But he had a barter system going where he would somehow – he'd barter something with like a bakery and they would give him all like the old rolls and bread and that's what he would like feed the pigeons with.
Why – like pigeons are everywhere. Why would you collect
I don't
pigeons?
Know. It's like a specific type that people buy. I don't know why.
They race. They gamble in the races.
Yeah, pigeon
they
racing.
They pass the time.
Pigeon races?
Yeah.
Everything races. Black,
white.
I can't tell if you're doing a joke or not.
No, not at all.
Whoa.
Mike Tyson had a whole show about it on Animal Planet.
Okay, going home to watch.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Animal Planet is my girlfriend and I's safe word.
That's so sick.
Is it really?
It really is.
You go Animal Planet?
Yeah, I've never said it, but...
My safe word is, I go, I'm gonna gum.
And that's when they have to stop?
Yeah, I go, we're both gonna stop anyway.
Yeah.
Are you an edger?
I'm straight edge.
Straight edger?
Straight edge. Okay, wait, are we gonna drink?
All sex I've ever had is edging.
It's edging.
Yeah. I'm a man.
You edge.
I'm trying not to come the whole time.
The whole
time. You try?
What?
You try not to come?
Yes.
Nah, not for me. What tried that?
You come?
I try not to come.
I just come when I'm going to come.
Oh, whoa. All right.
Really?
I mean. What are you going to do?
I mean.
You could not come. Oh,
no. No.
Okay.
I just go. I let nature. Mine's. All
no,
natural.
Don't you want
to, I do
like,
all natural orgasm.
But don't
no pesticides.
Look, God wanted this way.
Yeah. And it's sold at the same grocery store as this very energy
it's
drink.
It's in the bin.
It's already flat.
It's in the bin between the nutritional yeast and the lentils.
Okay.
And it's my
and
all
it's
natural
all
orgasm.
All natural cum.
Yeah.
It's tasty. I've tried it.
Jesus. I've never seen
a penis.
And she's a gay woman. So that's how
I
praise.
I love semen. I go and drink it.
It would be very funny if a gay woman just happened to like how semen tasted.
Yeah,
and then she was like, listen,
psycho.
I do not want to have sex with you. And I do not want to blow you.
No.
But I need you to give me your cum.
And that's it.
Put like a roommate, like a help, like a
hey bud, help me out.
Yeah. Hey, be a guy.
Be a guy.
You're gonna come anyway.
Yeah,
you're not
gonna
not come.
No.
You're not going to not come.
Just think about it that way.
That is absolutely disgusting to just be like drinking old.
No, it can be fresh,
like,
from the source.
It's fresh.
You can be put it in a Ziploc.
You knock on his door.
Yeah.
And he opens it. You slide a little shot glass in there or whatever.
A Ziploc bag.
Ziploc bag. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
What if it came? What if you had to buy it in like the little bags that you get coke in?
Oh, the little
like
button
a dime
bags?
Bag?
Like the little, yeah, like a little dime bag.
You can't
cum.
Close that once it's full of cum.
I think
think about that logistically.
I think you're overestimating how much cum you have.
No, I'm not. I've done this. No.
Okay.
I think if I came in one of those little button bags,
yeah,
I couldn't
you would
close
fill it.
It? Yes.
You would fill it.
I would.
I
here's
don't
what I mean.
Think so.
Here's what I mean.
Okay.
Let me finish talking. I don't think I would be able to close the bag without some of it coming coming out of the little bag.
Okay.
Is that normal?
I think you're overestimating how much cum.
I'm going to fucking cum in one of these
okay,
this week.
Okay,
okay,
but
do
here's
it
the
right
thing.
Now. You won't.
Okay, but here's the
you
thing.
You won't. Patreon! Gate me. Yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing. First of all, I highly doubt your aim.
That felt racist.
No. I highly doubt anyone's
wow.
aim getting their cum into a little bag
yeah.
while they're coming.
I could do it.
But two, I might be breaking. So I don't know if this is scientifically true or not.
Is this, I have a question, is this straight culture?
No.
This is specifically Mike and Diego culture.
Yeah,
right. This is beyond gay or straight.
Yeah, this is a powerful energy that I'm experiencing. Energy drink, which we're gonna
we're
drink.
Never
eventually
gonna
drink by the time it's warm.
Yes.
I think that you come a different amount from sex or masturbation.
Okay.
And I think unless you fuck a woman and are like, hey, by the way, I do have to come into this little bag, it's going to be a small amount.
I'm going to do it this week.
I don't want
I don't know.
I'm going to openly say I don't want it.
It's more for me now. I'll let you know. I'll text you.
I want it.
Okay, hey, you're going to text me? It's going to be the picture of George W. Bush on that fighter plane.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
Dude, I send that all the time. It's my favorite thing.
Wow.
So, energy.
Highball Energy Company, which I like some of their drinks.
Okay.
There's like a black cherry one.
Oh, I love a black cherry.
That I think is good.
Do you guys often drink energy drinks?
All the time.
Okay.
I should stop.
I do about two or three. Two a week. Yeah, maybe.
And I am a lot more than that.
Okay.
But I won't say the number.
Okay.
69 a week.
Yeah.
That was too easy.
Yeah.
So I can't actually, I'm legally obligated not to laugh at that joke.
Yeah. Well, you did.
And I did.
But you did it.
But I did.
But so we're going to try this. And this is sparkling energy water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already out. zero calories, zero sugar, unsweetened, vanilla flavor.
So this is very like healthy flavor. Energy drink.
Yeah. We're talking zero cal. And we got a 150.
And it's sparkling.
Yeah.
And it's sparkling. We got 150% of our daily allowance of B12 in here, which you need.
I don't get an allowance.
Mom doesn't give me any money.
I'm looking down the barrel.
Yeah.
I'm mad at that.
Oh, wow.
What's new?
I can't fill a little bag full of cum. I can't tell a joke.
There's no way you can fill the bag.
The tension in this room is palpable.
I'm so fucking mad right now.
I
Leif,
know.
If you find one of those little button bags, you
don't,
let me know.
I don't want it right now.
I don't care what you want. This is about me and my journey as a man.
All right. I'm going to, first of all, you're old enough that you should have the journey down.
Mm-mm. I've just started.
What?
Wow. You can learn and grow as you get older.
I don't think so.
Thank you, Ken.
I think as soon as you turn 18, you are the person you are.
That's insane thing
that
to think.
That is an insane.
That's the dumbest thing
you
ever heard.
You turn
that's the person
the day
you are.
You turn,
and may
or,
I reiterate?
Or in the Jewish culture, 13.
13. Think about who you were when you were 18.
The same.
Yeah.
Exactly
the
same. The
problem.
Nuh-uh.
Please take a sip.
Okay.
Do we all test it and give
we'll
our feedback?
Uh-huh. We do.
Here we go. Do a one
oh, yeah.
to five
one
lightning
to five
bolts.
Lightning
what
bolts.
Is this? There's a little bit of a
goop on it.
There's some goop.
Oh, that's my cum.
Is it?
Oh,
it might have been a price sticker.
Your cum is a dark brown.
Thank
color.
You so much.
Dude, I don't know anything about male
you
cum,
don't know.
So it's just kind of I'm assuming that that's
male
what
cum.
It is.
The easiest way to send out any of your emails. Mailcum.com.
Okay, this doesn't taste like an energy drink. It
because
tastes like,
why not?
It tastes like a vanilla sparkling water.
Yeah.
Vanilla sparkling water.
Yeah,
taste
yeah, yeah.
it. Tell
I'm
me I'm wrong.
Those
what?
Are the words. Those are the words. Oh, man, you took a big sip of that.
That's weird. Okay.
Doesn't it not taste like energy drink?
Beverages that are carbonated should not be flavored like vanilla. I'll
yeah.
say that right away.
Yeah.
I don't think carbonation and chocolate and vanilla mix.
Okay. I have to disagree with you a little bit.
Because you're giving like an egg cream.
Because
shit?
Of an egg cream.
Okay, you're too New York.
I love an egg cream.
Egg creams are ridiculous. You ever have an egg cream?
No, what's
up? Of course not. It's a weird, disgusting drink.
No, that sounds good. Awful. So it's seltzer.
Okay.
And milk.
Okay, nope. I'm
and
out.
Chocolate syrup.
It's no, I'm
so
out.
You mix it together.
I'm out. I was out immediately. And also, like, a grown human being drinking milk is an insane
thing. Okay, but I'm not drinking like milk anymore.
Okay, that sucks.
A guy I work with fully had the other day fully like poured himself a glass of milk,
yeah,
and I was like, disgusting. Should I report him?
Yeah, are you
like,
from Iowa? What the
is
fuck?
Is he a serial killer?
There was like an astronaut from the 40s?
Like a woman of fairly high importance at my job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I know.
It's not computing.
A what?
Hold
a what?
On.
A what?
Hold
oh,
on.
What? A what?
Hold on.
But so we get like every Monday we get milk in for the kitchen,
right?
For coffee and stuff.
Oh
and
yeah, we get that as well.
Yeah, it's a job. You know, you get it. You understand.
Yeah.
But I think on Friday, because on sometimes we have two different receptionists,
right?
So I think both of them had ordered milk on Friday, so two deliveries of milk show up.
Oh,
so there's like a lot of milk.
Oh, there's too much milk.
Too much milk. We got a too much milk situation going on. A TMM.
Too much tuna.
Exactly, but it's milk.
But it's milk.
And then the woman comes up and she goes, "Oh, we got like a lot of extra milk today." And I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh, maybe you're gonna have a glass of milk with lunch." And I'm like, "Get away from me! Get out of here!
Get out.
First of all, you're hot and that's annoying. When someone is hot that is near me, I don't like. Second of all, why are you drinking?
Just a hot person existing near you is
I hate it.
Absolutely,
it's annoying.
Not
my apartment is a war zone.
Yeah, Diego's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Thank you so much.
Will has abs now. It's like a whole thing.
Okay, that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
To have a friend with
two?
Abs.
Okay.
No. Count me out.
There's three bedrooms in my house.
This is body shaming.
Okay, first of all, I'm pro body shaming. Obviously.
What are you, problematic
the private poppy?
Poppy. Yeah. That's a drop.
So wrong.
It's the
problematic poppy.
That is absolutely so wrong.
There's three bedrooms in my house.
Yeah.
And on either side of me, there is a man with abs.
Okay, that's not okay. I'm with you on this.
What am I supposed to do here?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to be happy with the body I have?
No
fucking way.
If it's any comfort, I'm not happy with it.
You're not happy with my body?
My body and your body.
Oh wait,
I'm more happy with your body than my
how
body.
How are you happier with my body?
Because it's fun.
Yeah, you can hold down the fort. It seems like you would like really like block somebody.
Huh?
I would.
Yeah,
they're trying to get around me.
Yeah.
Bouncer-esque.
I can get...
You get low? You got a good sound of... Well, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it seems like you've got good...
1960s linebacker.
Yeah, you're not gonna get around me. Yeah.
All right, I'll take this. This is the greatest podcast in the world.
I would like... one nice thing about... Oh, you already said a nice thing. Never mind. Can we give it a rating? So we
None. Zero. Fucking awful.
I give it a one?
Zero.
I liked it.
You liked
it? Man.
One to five, what would you give
it? You like it, Leif?
I do. I'm giving it a four.
I would give it a
four.
Wow,
Leif.
I don't really
nowhere
enjoy it.
With a four.
Jesus, yeah.
That's
really
powerful.
Like
I think Leif and I have like some sort of connection from here because I agree. It's a four.
Thank you.
Four.
And here's why. And my logic might be wrong for the way that we should be.
Okay.
We should
it's
be
your
rating.
Journey. It's your, yeah.
It's my journey, but it doesn't taste like an energy drink, and I don't really like energy drinks. So if we're rating it out of energy drink, goodness.
As long as you make that clear, that distinction, I think we're fine.
Yes.
I don't think it tastes like an energy drink. I think it tastes like something that would be added to coffee.
Yeah.
It.
But I like coffee.
I love coffee, but I like coffee black.
You like coffee black.
Black. Don't.
That's powerful.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I do too.
I
think that's like really, really cool. That's so cool. Hey, you are so cool.
You are.
All right, same with you, Leif. You're
let's
so
move
cool.
Wait, what the fuck? Wait, what the fuck?
I think we're fine.
What's
I
up?
Moved on
I
well.
Didn't get a good that I'm cool.
What do you mean? What?
Oh,
we
no.
Did a whole thing about your body.
The
whole thing about what's really like your body.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm cool.
What's cooler than a body?
Someone with a good body can be not cool.
Hey, Mike, let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Shit.
You're cool.
Thank you.
And
also, this energy drink tastes like lotion. And
yeah.
I hate it.
Lotion.
It tastes like lotion. It tastes like...
It tastes like a cupcake to me.
Yeah, I hate that.
I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, it tastes like one of those British things they have with tea. Like a tart.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A crumpet or one of those bad desserts.
To me, it reminds me of when, in like middle school, when girls would figure out Bath and Body Works sprays.
Yes, yes, yes. The Victoria's Secret sprays.
Yeah. It's just like a lot of high concentration. It's bad.
What's this? Someone's foot? No.
Okay. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
What was that website where you could anonymously send people like anything?
Yelp.
Yes, Yelp. No, it was called like.
It was a thing you had to like sign up for, though.
Yeah, but it was like when we were in like middle school or something, and I don't remember what it was called, but people had like pages, and you could anonymously. It contributed to a lot of cyberbullying.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was called, but you could like.
Post something?
Yeah, you'd be like, you
post
can
secrets.
No. But that was a thing. Mm.
That was a book for ex-girlfriends of mine to have.
Oh.
What was it called?
But yeah, you could be like, hey, you post whatever you want to me. And they'd be like, you're a fucking piece of shit.
It was a lot of cyberbullying.
That's a crazy thing to ask.
But I will say, I did cyberbully someone one time.
Ooh, what did they do to you?
They didn't do anything to
Perfect.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
I...
What better way? How would they know it's you?
It's like a zero
I got no connection to this person.
Absolutely zero connection. No, it just made me think of it. He wore too much cologne.
Oh, that's enough.
And he would wear so much cologne, and everybody talked about it, and I felt bad, and I told him on this online forum. And I think it like really hurt him, but also he stopped wearing so much cologne, and maybe I helped him.
Yeah,
in
the your definition of cyberbullying is helping a person.
Yeah, it was actually.
Did you say, hey, you wear too much cologne, also your dick is little and doesn't work?
No.
Yeah, then you're fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was mean.
Well, sometimes mean can be helpful.
Sometimes people need that.
The meanest people in my life have helped me become a bad person.
You're welcome. And you're welcome.
You wish you're the meanest person in my life.
How am I not the meanest person in your life?
I've dated people.
You put up a front, though. I see right through you.
I hate this because it's true.
You're the type of person that says, like, crazy things just to be like, I'm saying a crazy thing that's like...
No, I know what you mean.
That is...
It's close, but he knows the line not to cross on that side.
Yeah.
No, you do, but, like, you'll, like, say something that's, like, mildly problematic, but as, like, you're being problematic.
It's ironic.
Yeah.
You're not... actually actively a bad person
or a mean person.
You just say mean things and say problematic things because you think it's funny.
Yeah, that's fair.
Is it not?
I think it's very funny. Do you want to do the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll move it to the next segment.
The next segment? This is a segment we like to call here on this podcast. I have to pull it up. On this podcast, we like to call...
Why'd you tweet that?
It's called Why'd You Tweet That?
No! I'm shrinking.
Why did you tweet that?
Basically, you can't tell from the title.
No, I got it.
We go through your tweets.
Yeah, no.
And
And
we ask this one question, and the question is...
Why'd you tweet that?
Right.
First tweet.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to explain anything because I just tweet things and I have no reason behind them.
Here we go. Just found out that a YouTube gamer cheated on his elf wife with a witch, and gay people are the ones ruining the sanctity of marriage. Shaking my head.
Why'd you tweet that?
Wow.
Why'd you tweet that?
Did I do SMH?
SMH.
Wow. That's hilarious.
You got an SMH.
Why did I tweet that? Did you see that story, though?
No, I have no idea what that is.
That was crazy.
I saw it a little, but I was like, I don't... It was a thing where I was like, I have literally zero connection to this.
Yeah,
and
I'm
going to have to learn too much to get the context.
I had to read a full article.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
It's to understand.
It's crazy often in my head I go, I'm not reading all this on Twitter.
Nah.
Whenever something is like trending, I will spend about like 5 minutes being like, ugh, fuck this. And then finally I'm like, okay, I got to see what's up.
It's trending for a reason.
Tweet number two.
Okay.
I think about tweet number two.
Okay, wait.
I could start it.
Yeah, go.
I think about meditating every single day. Mm-hmm. Have I ever meditated? No. But do I think about it? All the time.
Why'd you tweet that?
Four retweets.
Your delivery is making me feel like I'm bad at comedy.
Maybe I'm not bad at comedy.
I do. I think I'm always thinking about how I should meditate. Like, I feel like my life would be so much better if I meditated. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I always am like, oh, I should really meditate.
Right.
And I do that so often that, like, if I just meditated,
I could have saved all this time.
I could do it, but I just don't.
I tried.
I got an app. I literally
bought
an app.
You bought the app.
Because I was like, if I buy it, it's going to make me do it.
No.
Then jiu-jitsu. I was like, ugh, I spend $3 on a water. Diego?
Yeah. I like a good water.
Diego spent $3 on a water today. I added him.
Yeah. Maybe $7. Tweet number three.
Before we hop into the third,
yep.
The three tweet, on average,
yeah.
per week, mm-hmm. how much do you think you spend on water?
$80 probably.
That's a crazy
psychotic.
Amount.
Probably somewhere around $80 or $60.
$80 or $60.
I guess.
70. So 70 would be in the middle.
$69. $69 on average.
Okay.
So about $10 a day.
It was funnier when he made the 69 joke.
That's not true. It can't be true. It can't be true.
Why can't it be true?
Because I'm the king of 69.
Wow.
I'm the king.
Am I older than you are?
Does it matter?
Am I older than you are?
Okay.
Am I older than you are?
Okay.
This is the first time someone's been like really pumped about being older.
Here's the thing. If you are older than me, mm-hmm. if that is true, you should not be making the 69 joke because it is juvenile and I want to do it.
Absolutely.
Why did you tweet that? Tweet number three.
Say Tony Shalhoub 10 times fast and tell me it has lost all meaning.
Why did you tweet that?
I dare you to.
Tony Shalhoub.
Nope, still love Monk.
I'm
still obsessed.
Kick, I love Wings, the show.
Beautiful.
That guy's name is so crazy.
It's a weird
name. That is a Tony crazy Shalhoub. Name. Is that fucked up to say?
I think you're getting a little into problematic poppy territory.
Get that oh no.
Oh, yeah, we gotta get the oh no, even though it doesn't sound good.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's bad. It's too bad.
Because it sounds like a soundbite from Legends of the Hidden Temple.
What it originally is a soundbite. If I say it, we might get arrested.
What the fuck?
I'm just saying it's a soundbite from Knuckles from Sonic.
Oh.
Going, oh no. And then I just like layered it a bunch of times and changed it. So it made it sound like
oh no.
The Leif. Devil.
56 minutes.
Beautiful. Perfect time. Let's get into the one.
Wow.
Do the. That's the new shut the fuck up Leif sound.
That's the new shut the fuck up Leif sound.
Oh, yeah.
Iconic. Should we get into any of the questions?
Should we just try them real quick? Yeah.
And
so it sounds much better in the headset.
Okay.
But we'll clean it up a little bit. But it sounds nice.
Cool.
Okay. So,
wait, real quick though.
Okay, so big
whose
news.
Voice is that?
Oh, it's a. I did a text to speech thing.
Oh yeah.
So we have a new voicemail phone number. You can call us and leave questions, just shout outs, a hello, a kiss, whatever, a compliment, whatever you want to leave. It's 646-389-8225. It's on all the social media. Just call. Keep it to like a minute or so. Don't go crazy.
Yeah.
But just say what's up. Any questions? You could do it this way now. Or you can still continue to email us at littletimepod@gmail.com or at a littletimepod on Instagram and Twitter. Both of Mike and Diego's DMs are very open. So any of these avenues you want to proceed, feel free.
And if you want to send a dime bag of your cum to a little time pod,
Leif's address
the
PO is
the PO boxes.
I did recently have to go to the post office and wait in line for about half an hour for a package from our dear friend Matthew. Thank you so much. We got to get a PO box or something.
No, we don't.
Okay. How much does the PO box cost?
More than enough.
No, it cannot be that much.
Let's try to get one of them.
Okay.
Let's do one.
Okay. I actually do have one.
You have one?
You have
fuck
one?
But, okay.
Okay, Leif, go off.
Yeah, a P.O. box.
Wow,
PO
he
box
has a P.O. box.
It's a pussy opening
I have
box.
A B.O. box. It's a stinky pussy.
A stinky pussy?
Yeah, it works. Think about the joke.
Box.
Think about it. B.O.? Body odor?
No, I got it.
I don't think you're giving it enough.
No.
I'm kind of proud of it.
Okay.
Let's do the first one.
Okay.
What's up, Little Time Pod? It's John from Rhode Island. I got a question for the fashion boys. With short sleeves, you know, on t-shirts and button-ups, how do you guys keep it rolled up and stay rolled up? I feel like a lot of times if I roll up the sleeves throughout the day, that cuff is going to, like, loosen and unravel, and I'm constantly having to re-roll my sleeves. Any tips? No? All right. Thank you. Also, this is a question for Leif. Now that you're basically a certified daddy on Instagram now, are you still going to continue to tolerate the blatant disrespect that these two give you? Or are you going to discipline them in some way?
Wow.
Thank you, John, for the question.
So to answer the second question first.
Uh-huh. Leif, you can answer your own fucking podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Start your own
fucking podcast. Own.
I will go ahead and say that.
Okay, yeah.
Our
so,
advice,
John, first of all, thank you.
Thank you, John.
It's crazy that he asked this on the week that a lesbian is in the house.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can bring your input as well. I would say.
Absolutely.
You got to get a spray bottle when you iron things. So get a spray bottle. You roll the cuff, and then you iron the cuff to hold it in place.
Yeah.
But when you iron, spray the article of clothing so the heat from the liquid holds everything nicely.
Is there water in there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Because you know the iron we have, you can pull.
It's not good.
Okay.
Never do that. One of the editors of GQ always says you should never use the water that thing in the iron for some reason.
Oh, really?
And I listen to it 100%. You should have a spray bottle on the side.
Okay.
So I would say roll the cuff, spritz it with a little water,
and then
you iron the cuff down, and it's fucking there.
But also,
Please, here's the thing, don't
be a crazy person and iron your t-shirts.
Yeah, don't.
You don't
that's
have to do
crazy.
That. Like every day, that's
you
a
do
whole
that
thing.
Every day.
Do you iron your t-shirts?
If they need to be.
Okay, this is what I would say. Just roll it a bunch. You just kind of like
keep
scrunch
going.
It up.
Yeah.
And then as it falls throughout the day, it's going to stay.
It's in your mouth. Yeah.
It's still a little bit.
Yeah. Interesting.
And here's, you know what? I actually have a third viewpoint.
Okay.
Wow.
Why do you think you shouldn't be re-rolling them?
Yeah. What
the
makes
day?
You
the,
so good?
It looks
good
very cool.
Just keep re-rolling
to
them.
To re-roll. I always have like a hot girl roll my shirt up.
Oh.
I turn to the hottest girl I can find in my side, and I say, "Hey, will you roll my shirt up?" And then it's a good.
I'm blown away. Yeah, continue. Yeah.
Kind of like hitting on point, and then they're like already kind of in your space.
They're touching
your
armpit, which obviously everyone knows is the
so
most erogenous
hot.
Zone.
What do they say? What do you say when they go, "Why aren't you doing it?"
I say,
"I want you to do it
because you have to look like you're struggling a little."
Like, I can't get back.
It sounds like I'm like coercing women.
It does, and I like it.
Yeah, and we respect it.
This is a pro. No,
yeah.
Let's do one more. Do you have another one?
Okay, yeah,
do the
it?
Oh no.
Oh no.
Thank you again, John.
I'll
That's very
it.
Sweet.
Oh,
no. And Leif will continue to.
But yeah, so, okay.
Look, yeah.
I'm blown away that somebody you don't know is listening to your podcast.
Yeah, of course.
That's also kind of rude.
Absolutely.
You continue to be rude.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And that was my plan the whole time, to just disrespect you guys.
Oh, that's fine.
Also,
as you disrespect Leif.
Oh, I would never disrespect Leif. But here's the thing. Certain shirts can't roll.
Sure.
Don't force it.
Yeah.
Especially like a, not even, because American Apparel style, like those are still kind of heavy,
mm-hmm.
but there's other ones like Canvas, which mm-hmm. is like a brand of shirt, which is like American Apparel style. They're too thin and like light and they don't, and the seam, there's like a, because it all has to do with the seam.
Absolutely.
At the cap of the sleeve. And it's, if the seam, and like it's when it's folded over is too light or too thin, it's not going
to
hold.
There's not enough weight to hold it.
Yeah. So
not enough tension is created.
So for me with t-shirts, I just re-roll them a couple times a day.
Also, I had a girlfriend once who, she like literally sewed my thing
or safety pin
up.
I've seen.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of options there, John.
But then I like when I wanted to put it down, I couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I guess
put
I could have just
down.
Cut it.
I'm
starting to learn that you can actually just fix things. My chair was broken in my living room for days mm-hmm. and days. That's not a long amount of time. A year.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like,
there's days
oh,
a
you
year?
Can actually just screw.
Right. You just deal with it.
You just
fix live.
It.
Yeah, yeah. I just live with things sometimes. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Right. Next.
Thank you again, John.
Shout out, John.
Hey, John. All love right. you.
And also,
if you want to send
it
your
it just
cum.
Feels nice to be seen. Feels nice to be seen.
Who's saying that?
He did. He's checking into my Instagram.
No, I'm saying you're talking.
He saw that.
I love that it really gets him laughing hard.
Because here's the thing. I don't say this in like the 2019 way. Leif is a cuck. He gets off on being disrespected.
And
it's cool.
What's wrong with that?
And it's cool.
And what's wrong with
and
that?
And I'm his bull.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Cuck rights 2019.
Yeah, cuck lives matter. Everyone knows it.
No.
Make it a shirt. All right, here's another voicemail.
Hey, a little time. I have a little rhyme.
I'm out.
When I go outside, it's cold, so I'm a snowman. When I go inside, it's hot, so I have house plants. Okay, have a nice day, guys.
I lost complete track of that.
Thank you so much. I don't think any of that rhymed.
Did it rhyme?
I don't think so.
I think it was a soft rhyme.
A soft rhyme.
You can soft rhyme.
All right, well, thanks. Didn't say a name?
Nothing.
Cool.
Thanks so much.
We appreciate
it. Nothing there.
We appreciate
it. I will go out and say I didn't appreciate it.
Okay. I don't mind an anonymous message. Do we have one more? Because I think we've just finished.
No, we have that one that I played before that was
okay. That's pretty good.
Is literally.
So then we should wrap it up and be safe.
So you guys, so. Hey.
Oh, that's
later,
okay.
Bitches.
Yeah, that one just kind of broken up a little bit.
It seems like they were insulting us, though, with the tone.
Yeah, sure. The tone was definitely.
That's fine. You can insult.
It's like, oh, fuck you. Are you fucking.
Are you guys so. Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you guys so.
Fucking.
Later, bitches.
Handsome. Later, bitches.
Yeah. I liked that.
Thank
one.
You so much.
So, that one you felt like productive.
You were shaking your hands in the air.
Yeah. Like, I just don't care. Now, that's a rhyme.
There you go. That's a very famous one.
Okay. Oh, wait.
What's up? What are you doing?
Go fucking talk.
Okay, well, this
is nobody talking.
I feel like, looks like you're doing something.
All right. This was fun, and I think you guys influenced me to be a worse human being.
Oh, good.
And
that's
you know
the
what?
Goal of
I
the pod.
Love that.
Yeah.
So
it's
get worse.
For...
Get worse. Ask more women to roll up.
Plugs.
Plugs.
What are your plugs? Where are you? Where people see you? Do you have a show? Of course you do.
I do.
Tell us what
okay,
they are.
Okay, let me get into it.
You,
okay.
All of our fans that you heard.
Here we go. Big fans. Uh-huh. I have a weekly show at 2A, which is an insane name for a bar,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Not to trash them on the pod,
no,
but
no.
Oh, they
like
listen.
You can't Google. Oh, yeah, they're big listeners.
They listen.
Yeah, it's 2A. It's in the East Village.
Show.
It's on 2nd Ave. No.
Avenue A and
2nd Street.
Yeah.
You used to do a
2A
show.
2A is
where...
bad. We used to do a show at a place called A Bar.
Oh, A Bar.
Yeah. It's like, come on.
No, you can't Google that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can find me on social media at Kendall Payne with 2 E's. So it's at KENDALL, like the Kardashian or the Jenner.
The Jenner.
The Jenner.
And then PAYNEE.
Wow. Fantastic.
And that is on Instagram, Twitter, Venmo,
whoa.
And CoStar.
That's great.
CoStar is the astrology one?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And if you do add me on that, I will add you back.
Oh, yeah, no, you can add people on it. That's great.
Yeah.
Follow Mike at Micah Brucey. Follow me at this, Diego Lopez.
Uh-huh.
BrainMachineNetwork.com for all of your thirst traps needs. Send emails. Send voicemails.
Yeah.
We love you. Bye.
So much. Bye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.